This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of early winter. It's the first week of the flowering jessamine moon and the third week of the sun in the astrological sign of Sagittarius. The starling murmuration moon becomes the new flowering jessamine moon at 2:20 in the morning on December 7th. Although jessamine does not flower in northern states during the winter, its appearance in the south opens the long encroachment of new life against the barrier of winter. Along the Gulf of Mexico, other signs join the jessamine to push the spring north. Some clover and chickweed foliage grows stronger with the sun. The roadside grasses are still tall and green there, and many azalea bushes are in full flower. Some bird of paradise, some forget-me-not, some hibiscus, cumberleaf sunflowers, and thick seed coreopsis have blossoms. When the sun reawakens the land above the gulf, the flowering of the new season will move about 15 miles each day, slowly spread to fill Georgia and the Carolinas through February and early March, and reach the Ohio Valley by the 1st of April, find the Canadian border by the end of May. Even at the beginning of winter, the end is in sight. Even now, the tilted basket of the earth allows one to see inside and to read all the promises of what is still to come. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early winter and the second week of the new flowering jessamine moon. In the meantime, pretend to tilt the basket of time and pretend to see what waits for you in the spring. Poor Will's Almanac and Horoscope for 2019 is now available. You can order your copy from Amazon.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at WYSO.org.